Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a privilege to be here with you today as part of the Ethnic Multicultural Symposium. I am here, and it's a pleasure to bring you the Word of God this morning as well. The Word of God fits very well with a symposium to multicultural, multi-ethnic groups. The cross, the power of God, as Paul said, the word, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Paul felt very strongly about the cross and all that it could do. But there were many then, as today, who really question if the cross really has any power at all. They look to the world around them. If the cross has power, why are there still wars? The cross has power. Why are there problems here at home? Government overspending or underspending on important programs, as we may think. Look at your homes, your very lives, the difficulty, the problems that go on. In the blind culture in particular, it's very difficult. The cross is hard to believe because there's so much brokenness. When someone loses their sight, they usually lose their job. And it's no small thing, blindness and low vision. 4% of the U.S. population, 12 million, are blind and visually impaired. Of that, 70% are unemployed. 70% live alone. Well, try it for a second. Close your eyes. Right now, go ahead, close your eyes. That's what it's going to be like now. Rest of today, tomorrow. Chapel's over, now what? I can't see. How do I get out of here? And if I can get to my prof's class, what do I do? Well, I won't have to read his writing on the board, but now I got to just listen to him. How is that going to work? Go ahead and open your eyes. It's scary. When you first lose your sight, it is absolutely terrifying. And because of that, most people do lose their job. They go home, have nothing. And the family struggles trying to help, but can't do enough of the right things, and so usually the family blows asunder. Life experience says brokenness every which way. I met Meg here in St. Louis about 3 years ago. She related to me that she lost her sight due to diabetes when she was 55. Walgreens said, thanks, but goodbye. You can't serve as a cashier anymore. You can't read the numbers, the money. Her husband said, I don't want to live with someone who's blind, and so he left. And so Meg was discarded by her job, her husband, society, and she felt broken. Absolutely broken. With no hope whatsoever. Power, cross, God. If there is one, obviously he must be angry and sending out his wrath and punishment. Why else would I be this way? That's how so many people conclude. But it is the wrong conclusion. Just because there is chaos and confusion in the world, that doesn't mean the cross is empty. It doesn't mean God doesn't care, for he does. He cares so much that God came down to be like us, born like us. His life was thrown into chaos quickly after his birth, running to Egypt. Chaos, just like us. And all his life was just like us. He suffered hardship and difficulty, just like us. He even died, just like us. But he wasn't like us. He was without sin. He was perfect. He should have had a life of royal treatment and gone to heaven and left this world of hardship and sin. But instead, he chose to be broken like you and me. He chose and was willing to be discarded by society, just like so many other people are, so he could forgive us and accept us for just who we are. That's the message of hope that we give in Lutheran Blind Mission to people like Meg. Sure, you feel discarded. You may feel broken. But your God also was discarded, and he was broken. He understands you. He loves you. He forgives you. And not only that, but he chooses to use you. We have opened over 50 outreach centers across the United States that shares a gospel of hope and comfort, of forgiveness in the cross. A cross where our God identifies with us in our brokenness. I went back to our first outreach center in Pittsburgh last December. And I sat and was eating at the outreach gathering and sitting next to Angela. And I said, "Tell me some about your life." And Angela said, "I so much wanted to serve God. I was raised in the church." And it was the Roman Catholic Church. And she said, "I decided when I was 16... to become a nun." And she started the road down the path to take her vows. And when she was about 20, she started losing her sight in a dramatic, quick way. And the church said, "I'm sorry, you can't finish your vows. We can't have somebody who's blind. We don't know what to do." She said, "I'll do anything. Just put me even in the kitchen. I'll wash dishes for the others. Anything." And they said, "No." So Angela felt not only broken, but even discarded by the church, her church, the one she loved. And for years, she said she felt empty, until she heard about the Outreach Center for the Blind. And as she comes there, she says, "I now have hope because I have purpose. This is the place that I now can relate to. They understand me. I understand them. And the people here say, they need me. I'm important. I have purpose. Yes, even as I am blind, they need me because I understand and relate and can help others." Forgiveness, acceptance, and God choosing to use us. That is the gospel, the message of the cross. With a broken Savior, a discarded Savior, who took the very grip and death of sin to discard it and to discard our sin so we might be used by him to share this good news of hope, not only for the eternity with him, but even today and now. That's the power of the cross.